USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump does not have coronavirus. He was tested again Thursday using one of the new 15-minute machines, and he's negative. The president was tested back in mid-March after coming into contact with people who tested positive for the virus.
Just spoke to Mary Barra of General Motors.
The president, speaking at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, continuing to use the private sector to help with critically needed supplies to help infected people fight the virus.
She said they're very soon going to be ready to start production of the ventilators. They have a lot of ventilators that they've committed to build, and they'll be starting very, very quickly. FEMA continues to deliver resources.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 470 points, the NASDAQ up 127, the S&P 500 up 56 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.